Folks, as of the last week in December, we're $9,000 short of making budget in 2012. Please support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with a year-end tax-deductible donation. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make an online gift at issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us as you consider your year-end giving.
The Christian faith teaches us that on this day, a child was born so that we might have eternal life.
From the moment of conception, you've got a human being, and that human being deserves legal protection. Unfortunately, that doesn't exist in the United States at the present time, and this is just damnable.
There's a kind of a Mary and a Martha story happening with us. And Advent puts us where Jesus says the good part is.
Glass and cloth, wood and stone will cry out to the next generation. This is what we have believed. This is Christ, our Savior, and yours.
Moms in Ohio love Issues Etc.
Well, I don't know if we've ever tried this before. We have done this question with your answers before several times. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? And we're going to be doing that here on Issues Etc. What we've never attempted to do before is to do it for two straight hours. We've done it for an hour and often discovered that there was simply more music and more of your answers to that question that we had time to deal with. So with the answers of your questions, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? All in hand, and we can still take more of those answers as well. We're going to embark on the next 2 hours on this Friday afternoon, December the 21st, of Issues Etc., answering in musical form the question that you've been answering for the last 24 hours. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. You can join us for the next 2 hours. We're simply answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? If you email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state. If you send us a tweet, @issuesetc, also include your city and state. Remember that reason for your vote. Why are you picking this particular hymn as your favorite Christmas hymn? You can also leave your answer to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, or just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. It's part of our pre-holiday tradition here at Issues Etc., to answer, to play musically the answers to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why?
How many years have we been doing this?
Since we've come back and then before.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say, I think at least 7 years we've been doing this in one form or another. But as I said before, this is the first time we've tried to do it for the solid 2 hours of the program.
It's a daunting task, but I'm sure our listeners will come through, and they have lots of, as you can tell from our Facebook fan page already, lots of different favorite Christmas hymns. And so it's one of those things that takes a lot of pre-production, but, you know, our listeners enjoy it, and we enjoy bringing it to them every year.
And by the way, folks, if you don't get a chance, or if you're listening to this on demand and you think, well, I wanted to hear more of that, because you're not going to be able to play every bit of every hymn for time's sake, simply too many of them in your answers, and you want to hear it, you can hear all these great hymns at LutheranPublicRadio.org. That's Sacred Music for the World. And beginning on the 24th of December, that's Christmas Eve. When is it going to be, Jeff? Christmas Eve morning or Christmas Eve night?
It depends
on whether you're ready.
It depends when I get here. So last year, I think I launched it like 5 o'clock in the morning, Christmas Eve. So it's probably going to be sometime Christmas Eve morning.
So starting right now, there's sacred music there, the Advent season that's always playing 24/7 at LutheranPublicRadio.org. But we follow the seasons of the church here. So Christmas Eve day, we shall say, either earlier, sometime during the day, we're going to start playing Christmas music and for the next 12 days of Christmas through the Christmas season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. It's there 24/7 for you, and we encourage you to listen all through the Christmas season, all through your vacation, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Hey, we've got some prayer requests. Good friend, regular guest of the show, Gretchen Pasentino Coburn. I got a text from sometime after I went to bed Tuesday night. Her husband, Pat Coburn, had a massive heart attack. So keep Gretchen and her husband, Pat Coburn, in your prayers. And another person is a good friend of the show, Paul Weirman from Delafield, Wisconsin, the Milwaukee area. Does a lot of good volunteer work for us and a good listener and supporter. He had a bike accident a couple weeks ago. His pastor, Pastor Peter Bender, was here, gave us an update a little while back. But keep Paul Weirman in your prayers. And Paul, we continue to pray for you here at LPR.
Pastor Bender said when he was in here, he saw the place where Paul was when he wiped out on his bike. Just a regular bike, not a motorcycle. And he says he's surprised he didn't break more bones.
Yeah, it's a big, steep hill, apparently.
Yeah. So our prayers and please yours as well for Paul Weirman. He's a great, great friend and supporter of the program.
And some people to thank. Chris Eckrich, good listener here in Southern Illinois. He heard our cries for how messy this place is and dirty the place is, and he's been by here a couple of times.
You wouldn't recognize it. No one who's been here before would recognize. Well, okay, I'll take that back. Those who have been here before and seen the mess that the LPR studio is ordinarily would still recognize the front room. We call it the foyer. It's Craig's office. It's also the control room. We spare no expense at less than 500 square feet of space here. And some sort of rent controlled situation. I don't understand how it works, but I'm happy it is. Sometimes I think we're like mafiosi sitting here in this nondescript office building. But so the front room still looks pretty much as it does. A pile of newspapers as tall as a human being. That's part of Craig's. He does that. That's his mojo. That's how he gets his feng shui going. It always involves a pile of newspapers, old newspapers, at least as tall as a full-grown man. And then his pile in the corner. Now, Jeff's office is transformed. It's like Jeff's office will be in the new heaven and the new earth. If any of you have ever seen any of Jeff's offices, you know what I'm talking about. It's how would you describe it, Jeff?
Organized chaos.
And the organized is in quotation marks. And I don't even recognize it when I walk back. First of all, you can walk through the space without stepping over stuff. There are shelves. I don't understand it. It's not even really like Jeff's office anymore. It's like you expect to see someone else back there. And then Chris didn't even come in here and touch my place. I'm in between the two guys in the studio / office / library / LPR, Lutheran Public Radio headquarters. He didn't. Why didn't he come in here?
Well, I think sometimes because we were on the air, so
that's true.
So there's a live mic.
Yeah.
But thanks a lot, Chris, for doing that. We appreciate it. Another person to thank, Pastor Gilbert from Indiana, stopped by and gave us each some Jimmy John's gift certificates. And we deeply appreciate that. We have not reviewed. I apologize, Pastor Gilbert. I know you called, and we're just swamped with year-end recording Christmas shows and things. Gave us a great resource that you've put together, Bible study on grieving. And neither one of have you looked at it yet? I haven't had time to look at it.
I looked at it a little bit at home. I did. Probably not as extensively as I should have. By the way, speaking of Christmas shows, this coming week on Issues Etc., starting Monday the 24th, which is Christmas Eve Day, I told you about LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org, but at Issues Etc., some great new programs. We're going to have a new program on Monday, All My Heart Again Rejoices with Pastor Peter Bender, aforementioned. The First Christmas with Dr. Paul Meyer, all new conversation with him. Christmas festivals, we'll be talking, and the presentation of Jesus, by the way, with Pastor Tom Baker, and Pastor Denzer will join us for that as well. Handel's Messiah on the Incarnation. I am looking forward to this one. What's Dr. Hurl's first name?
It escapes. Dr. Joseph Hurl.
Joseph Hurl. Just a marvelous guy. And one day we're going to get him to just comment on the entire Messiah for us. But he's doing the Incarnation and Handel's Messiah. Then Friday on the 28th, we'll be doing What Child Is This with Pastor Will Whedon. That's a classic. On Monday the 31st, Jesus, Name of Wondrous Love, Dr. Ken Sherb, that hymn will be the study. And there's more to come after that, but that's the week coming up during your Christmas vacation on Issues Etc. New programs, best of programs, is going to be typical classical Issues Etc. Christmas week.
One more person to thank is my mother, Carol Schwarz. All you people have gotten your Reformation Club premiums or your Lutheran Service book, Hymns and Services CDs, and Todd's sermon with CD with two sermons. One person has done all the stuffing and mailing of that, and that's Carol Schwarz. And not only that, she's severely hurt her shoulder.
Because of this?
No, not because of this. Not because of it. Believe me, I checked with our attorney, make sure there's no workman's comp suit going on here. But
Your own mother.
I'm just teasing. She knows that, but I'm afraid our listeners think I'm being serious. But anyway, thank you, Mom. We really appreciate it. It's a lot of, I know it's, what, 300 CDs so far, right, Craig? Is that right?
I think we've been up to at least 300, but yes, thank you, Carol, and we hope you get that shoulder gets better soon.
Yeah, you got a lot of my Christmas presents to wrap. So the shoulder's got to get better.
That's true. That's true.
Trust me.
Jeff's
I know
like
my
a,
dad, he's not wrapping them.
He's still like a little kid at Christmas. Jeff still expects he still expects to show up at his parents' house in his footy pajamas with the little flap in the back and be able to sit under the Christmas tree. And I don't even think they make him unwrap his own presents. I think his mom and dad actually unwrap them for him and kind of lay them in front of him for his approval. That's kind of a backward thing. I don't know if Beth has been able to correct that. And
truth be told, my mom makes the best grilled cheese. She makes the best of a lot of the different things. Best grilled cheese sandwich ever. When I go over there, I still ask her to cut it in half for me.
Can
you believe that? I'm 48 years old.
Do you take it parallel or do you take it diagonal when she cuts it?
Diagonal.
Okay, diagonal. You're one of those guys.
Yeah, it's got to be diagonal.
All right, we want the answer to your question. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We've already got a lot of answers and a lot of music to play. And the mindless banter, I promise, will come to an end here. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your answer to that question. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Please include your city and state. Talk back at issuesetc.org or a tweet at issuesetc. Or you can always leave your answer to that question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. And as usual, please include your city and state and your reason for voting for the hymn, the Christmas hymn, that is your favorite this Christmas. When we come back, your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Folks, as of the last week in December, we're $9,000 short of making budget in 2012. Please support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with a year-end tax-deductible donation. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make an online gift at issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us as you consider your year-end giving.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Issues, etc. It's Friday afternoon, December the 21st. And seeing as I guess the Mayans were wrong, or those who read their calendar were wrong, and the world goes on unabated, We do too here at Issues, etc. In anticipation, even though we are not technically in the Christmas season, in anticipation of Christmas, which begins a couple days from now, and since we won't be on the air on Monday the 24th, we're asking a question and getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We will be on the air. We just won't be on the air live. We'll have the best of Christmas and some new Christmas programming as well. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why on this Friday afternoon? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Jeff, what are you doing for the Christmas season?
Oh, golly.
Besides spending all your time here.
I want to turn the mic over first to Craig because this is his first Christmas.
That's right. Baby's
as
first
a married
Christmas.
Man. So I want to know what Lord Feichninger is up to this Christmas.
Let's hear the plans of the Lord and Lady Feichninger.
Well, rest assured, I've only been married for, it's been 3.5 months now. And like I said before, I've came into the office and I've said this before, and I mean it wholeheartedly. I love being married. It's a great institution, and I'm glad we have it. But for Christmas this year, we're going to go to Ma Feichtinger's house, and we'll spend most of this weekend with her. We've got a few things planned. A Christmas Eve dinner. We'll exchange some gifts and then go to a midnight service at St. John's Lutheran in Maryville. And then first thing Christmas morning, we're heading down to Cape Girardeau to spend Christmas Day and the second day of Christmas with the Franks, my in-laws, and all the family down there. So we'll be down there and then come back late on the 26th.
So you're doing the classic my house, her house, married couple Christmas.
Right, here, there, and then later on, we've got a couple of days. The next weekend, we're headed down to Branson. We're going to go down and spend 2 days down there and come back for New Year's Eve. So
just one question.
That's my break.
How many gifts are under the Feichtinger tree for Luna, the dog? Be honest. How many presents are under there for the dog?
I think she's got two. Tori bought her a new bed.
Do you want her to hear? It's a secret.
And I got her, she loves to play ball, so I bought her a whole big pack of some new balls.
Let's just hope she's not listening. Yeah,
that's right. But she's got a lot to look forward to this Christmas, let me tell you.
All right. So there you go. Exciting first Christmas together as husband and wife. That's where memories are made. It's like you want to see what it's like? Go to Hallmark, find the sappiest, most romantic picture of a Christmas tree on it with a couple sitting in front of it, and that's pretty much what Craig's Christmas is going to be like.
I tell you what, it's getting deep in here. Yesterday, you do that close on Katie Luther about your wife. Now, Craig's talking about this marital bliss. If putting the pressure on me, I got nothing. I mean, I love my wife dearly, but I can't match that. Anyway, golly, you guys.
Well, I know the festivities have already started for you guys, because I saw on Facebook one of your daughters singing this tremendous Christmas solo, and I mean, she's got real talent. It's amazing.
She gets that from her mother, the thespian side of the family. But
what are you doing?
Yeah, that's Katie. We've got. Let's see. I'm dressed in a cashmere sweater tonight. We're going out to the hill in a kind of little Italy for St. Louis.
Yes. Go ahead.
And we're going to go to eat with three other couples. And then we're going to some chocolate place or something. When it comes to my personal life, it's just Beth is in charge. Like, just tell me where to go. Wind me up, tell me where to go. So we're going to the hill tonight. Now, tomorrow, you guys know about this. Probably the biggest sporting annual event in St. Louis is the Bragging Rights game.
Right.
University of Missouri plays University of Illinois right before Christmas. Well, good friends at our church, Doug and Crystal Meyer, had two extra tickets.
Are you going?
No, I'm not going. I'm not going.
Why not?
Because you mentioned Katie, our youngest daughter, has a play that night.
Another play. Okay.
At the Wildy Theater in great, big, luxurious, extravagant downtown Edwardsville. What's the saying? You go there once, you'll come. What is it? You'll go there twice. Craig knows what the slogan, advertising slogan is for a while. So anyway, so I'm not going. I'm going to watch my daughter in this play.
being the thespian that I am and the sports enthusiast that I'm not, I won't be going to the biggest sporting event in 2012. Well, I guess the Cardinals making the probably a bigger sporting event. But anyway, so but my son, JJ, eighth grader, and Uncle Mike, my brother, are going to be going to the Missouri-Illinois basketball game on Saturday night. And then we do the same thing. We go to the Huffmans, Roy Murray Huffman, my great in-laws in West County in St. Louis on Christmas Eve. We go and do my family, Bill and Carol Schwartz in Edwards, Illinois on Christmas Day. And then throughout the break, JJ and Emily, I think, have volleyball and or basketball practice every day except Christmas Day and Sunday. And the two Sundays during the break. So,
typical week.
Typical week.
Absolutely typical week.
Typical
Nothing's
week.
Different here. What are we doing? We're having an all Wilkin all the time Christmas. That's what I call it. All Wilkin all the time. We're going to travel down to Fort Worth, Texas, where my parents live, and the better part of my family lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Haven't been down there for Christmas in 3 years, I believe. So it's time. My only real regret this Christmas season is that my daughter and son-in-law are in North Carolina. They're going to have to stay there. He's in the Marines over the Christmas. We sent them a bunch of presents, but it doesn't compensate for the fact that they won't be able to be here or we won't be able to be there. But that's what the internet's for nowadays. That's what Skype is for. So we will have all Wilkin, all the time Christmas down in Fort Worth. And if you want to picture that, then you know the National Geographic specials where someone has like shaken a bee's hive and the bees are just swarming out of it and doing their little dances, their little bee jigs? That's pretty much what a Wilkin Christmas looks like. So there's your picture. What's up?
Are we ready to play?
We are ready.
Well, here's the problem. I can't find my iChat feature on my MacBook Pro.
So you can't tell me anything.
So I can't.
I was wondering why I was getting no information from you.
So why don't we, Todd? It's time to play What's Your Favorite Christmas and Why? Tell people about it. Give the contact information, then we'll go from there.
All right. If you want to answer the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MY-IE. 1-877-623-6943. This is what live radio sounds like when the producer cannot communicate in real time with the host. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And all we want is the answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why?
This is Rick in Nashville, Illinois. Rick, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon, gentlemen, and a blessed Advent to you all. The favorite song that I, of all the Christmas songs that I know, it would be a version that Phillips, Craig, and Dean do of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And why I like it is just the name alone, Emmanuel. How can you get past that? God with us. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you very much. All right, that's the first vote for what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why. He says, O come, Emmanuel. That's O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. This is Issues Etc. Live this Friday afternoon, December the 21st, and we're asking you to answer the question. Then we'll play as much as we can of your favorite Christmas hymn. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943.
Did you mention that we're going to take a tally and we're going to play the thing in the end?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the game part of it. We're actually going to keep track, and we do, of the number of votes for each one of these hymns. And at the very end, we're going to play the winner of What's Your Favorite Christmas Hymn and Why. But in the course of the next hour and a half, we will be playing as much as we can of your answers to that question. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, we will also be playing my favorite. And my favorite changes every year. And this year, it's kind of short and it's sweet. And I heard it as bump music for some interview we were doing recently on the Nativity theme. And the version that we have of this hymn, we'll play it in just a little while, is just absolutely remarkable. So in the course of time, we'll also play my favorite Christmas hymn, and I'll tell you why as well. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can also go to our Facebook fan page. Many have already answered the question. We're going to get to their answers to that question. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Facebook.com/issuesetc. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Zion Lutheran, Muscoda, Illinois. Redeemer Lutheran, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Grace Lutheran, Auburn, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Pleasant Plains, Illinois. The Lutheran Church of the Incarnate Word, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Zion Lutheran, Laramie, Wyoming. Redeemer Lutheran, Seymour, Indiana. Zion Lutheran, East Moline, Illinois. And Peace Lutheran, South St. Louis County. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Does your church need a backup organist? The Virtual Organist service from Church Music Solutions is the next best thing to an on-site organist. Send us your musical choices, including liturgy and hymns. We'll assemble your service and send it to an iPad that controls your church's organ on Sunday. The result is genuine organ leadership on your instrument with your selections when you need it. See our videos on YouTube or visit our website at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Logia, a journal of Lutheran theology, is a quarterly publication for the Confessional Lutheran, and they have a special 20th anniversary CD. This CD contains every issue of Logia for the last 20 years. It's a PDF file with search capabilities and bookmarks. This special anniversary CD is an excellent addition to your theological library. You can pre-order it for just $40. That's 50 cents per issue. Find out more at logia.org, logia.org.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India.
Sweden.
Egypt.
France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong.
Austria.
Finland.
Malaysia.
Singapore.
Bulgaria.
Korea,
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's the 21st of December. This Friday afternoon, we're answering the question. Actually, you're answering the question. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? And we'll tally the votes. We'll play the winner at the end of these 2 hours. And all along, we'll be playing your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I'm Todd Wilkin. Here's a vote sent via the Issues Etc. comment line.
This is Nathan in Vancouver, Washington. My favorite Christmas hymn is Of the Father's Love Begotten. This simple tune is beautiful, and with the text it gives the sense that this hymn has never really stopped being sung. What makes it my favorite is the confession of who Christ is for us all the way from before the world through eternal victory evermore and evermore. I'm usually not able to sing it all the way through. My throat catches, and my voice stops working under the meaning of these words. Thank you.
That's a vote for Of the Father's Love Begotten. We'll hear that in just a second. Patty Jones also votes for that, as well as Sean in Grand Island, Nebraska. And here it is, Of the Father's Love Begotten, from the Concordia Theological Seminary, Contari. That's Of the Father's Love Begotten from the Contari of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Patty says of that hymn, it says it all, Creator to Savior. And Sean says, Of the Father's Love Begotten is my favorite. Its ancient language beautifully describes the incarnation and its importance and relevance in the lens of the cross. I also love the doxological quality of the end of the hymn, particularly the final stanza. Finally, as a musician, its irregular tune is refreshing in an age of pop-dominated music. Those are good reasons for voting for Of the Father's Love Begotten as their favorite Christmas hymn and why. Let's see what Andy in Kirkwood, Missouri has to say. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Todd. I like God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. It sounds like it starts out to be kind of a pop song. Hi, guys. How you doing? But in reality, it's very much like an angel coming saying, peace be with you, and then telling you why. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we had gone astray. And then the second verse goes on and talks about the angels appearing to the shepherd. And the tune is just so upbeat, and it's from England, and I'm an Anglophile, and I just love that song.
Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kirkwood. Here's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen from the King's College Choir. The well-known Christmas hymn, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, that's Andy's pick from Kirkwood for his favorite Christmas hymn and why. We want to hear from you, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, December the 21st. Your answers to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Eric in Jefferson City, Missouri says his pick is Oh, Rejoice Ye Christians Loudly. Here's his reason. Most good Christmas songs and hymns speak of the contrast between where the Son of God comes from and where he is now, chooses to live in order to save us. This one goes a step further and ties all of that directly into the sufferings and cross Jesus would bear and puts it out there for all to see and unmistakably. And that's why it's my favorite. And he says, it doesn't hurt that the melody that goes with it is unique and one of the few refrains in Christian hymnody that is not only worth singing, but actually enhances the words, Blessed Christmas to y'all, at Issues, etc., and to all who hear around the world. Here it is. Oh, rejoice ye Christians loudly.
Let me not forget it, let me.
have to say, I don't think I've ever sung that particular hymn, "O Rejoice Ye Christians, Loudly." When we come back from this break, more answers to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I think the next one that we'll turn to is one of Jonathan's favorite. Jonathan says in the hymn, "What Child Is This?" I think there are hymns that are better than "What Child Is This?" But I love the second verse because it points us so faithfully to the cross. "Nails, spears shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you." He says it's easy to forget the cross and think only about the cuddly baby and cartoon farm animals. The manger is the first step to Calvary. He's quite right, and there are several who agree with him. We'll get to those votes and to that hymn, that favorite Christmas hymn of so many, "What Child Is This?" on the other side of the break. If you want to answer the question, go to our Facebook fan page, "What Is Your Favorite Christmas Hymn and Why?" Facebook.com/issuesetc, Facebook.com/issuesetc, or this break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Are you looking for Christ-centered, cross-focused Christmas gifts for your young children, grandchildren, or godchildren? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is a children's book titled O Holy Night. This children's resource costs less than $2, plus shipping and handling. O Holy Night is published by Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or you can find out more at issuesetc.org. O Holy Night, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
A Savior Who Is Christ the Lord, a Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
This child's soft infant flesh will one day be the sacrifice that pays for our sins.
And for any size year-end donation, we'll send you a CD of this sermon and a sermon preached by Todd on the Confession of Peter. You can make a year-end online gift today at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of the year.
If you find yourself near the heart of Angelina County, Texas, then God wants you to visit the First Lutheran Church of Lufkin. We are gathered by the Holy Spirit to hear God's word of forgiveness in Christ, crucified for sinners, each Sunday morning beginning at 10:15. Further details and contact information can be found at our website, fll.ctsmemberconnect.net, fll.ctsmemberconnect.net.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Friday afternoon before Christmas. We're taking your answers to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. It's a holiday tradition around here at Issues Etc. This time we're trying to do it over the course of 2 hours because the answers have been so voluminous and there's so many favorites. We wanted to try and get as many of them in as we possibly can. 1-877-623-6943 or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. I mentioned before a favorite of many of our listeners is "What Child Is This?" Jeremiah in Omaha, Nebraska says, "My favorite is 'What Child Is This?' I like this hymn for two reasons. First, it connects Christmas and Easter and Good Friday, and I think it's one of issues, etc., as guests said, that if there is no Easter, Christ did not come at Christmas, Easter would not matter if Christ were not both the God and the man. And two, it follows the liturgical flow of starting with what God has done for us in Christ, verses 1 and 2, and gives praise and thanksgiving because of it, verse 3. And Colette says, the original "What Child Is This?" with three distinct choruses particularly the two, why lies he in such mean estate where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians fear for sinners here. The silent word is pleading. Nail spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the word made flesh, the babe, the son of Mary. Collette says, this verse shows so clearly that the baby lying in the manger is no ordinary baby. The cross of Christ hangs over that manger, pointing us toward what is to come for Jesus and the joy that shall be accomplished for us through it. Here's What Child Is This from the Cathedral Singers.
What child is this who lays to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping?
Now, Chris in Virginia has a vote for a favorite Christmas hymn, and why? My favorite is the Christmas hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, as performed by the King's College Choir, Cambridge, arranged by Sir David Wilcox. This hymn echoes the Nicene Creed, God of God, Light of Light, Very God, Begotten, Not Created, and the Gospel of John, the first chapter, In the Beginning Was the Word, and the hymn, Word of the Father, Now in Flesh Appearing. Additionally, the refrain employs the collective pronoun us. Come, let us adore him, therefore reinforcing corporate worship. From a musical standpoint, if one listens closely to the chord used in the first beat of the second full measure of each verse in that arrangement, you will hear a different chord tone when compared to the standard arrangement we usually hear. So in the first verse, for example, this would be on the word faithful. You hear it again in the final verse as the choir builds to a crescendo, singing word in word of the Father. No praise band could ever pull off this arrangement.
Come and behold him, O Lord.
Irene in Comston Park, Michigan says, "O come all ye faithful," stanza three, "sing choirs of angels, sing all ye citizens of heaven above." It reminds me of why we serve God's people, that we can all be citizens of heaven. It also reminds me of past loved ones who are now in the heavenly chorus. And in addition to that, Cheryl says, "O come all ye faithful, yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be glory given, word of the Father now in flesh appearing. O come, let us adore him." That's a great reason for voting for their favorite Christmas hymn and why "O come all ye faithful," performed there by the King's College Choir. Here's a vote for one, an obscure or one perhaps, called "This Little Babe." Nathan says, and he writes from Clarinda, Iowa, "It's for its emphasis on Christ conquering through weakness. Benjamin Britten's This Little Babe remains my favorite, but alas, it's a choir piece well beyond your typical congregation's ability to sing. That being said, I have to admit that O Jesus Christ, thy manger is growing on me. It's a wonderful meditation on the mystery of the incarnation and the fullness of God's love in giving us his son." Nathan, thanks for that vote. Here it is, "This Little Babe" by the Century Men. By the way, if you ever have an opportunity, go online and just look up the lyrics to Benjamin Britten's arrangement there of "This Little Babe." The words will blow you away. It's a fantastic Christmas piece. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? When we come back for Hour 2 of Issues, etc., we keep asking it and you keep answering it. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? This break is a good time to call or email 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, or answer that question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues, Etc. This lovely Christmas hymn comes from a 2-CD set titled Lutheran Service Book Hymns and Services. We'll send you this resource of 26 hymns for any sized year-end donation to Issues Etc. You can contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and mail it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support at the end of 2012.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Friday afternoon, December the 21st. We're asking the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're taking your answers. You can give us a call, send us an email, a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page. I'll give you that information in just a minute. We want to know, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We also need to know where you're listening to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon. Now, the Issues Etc. book of the month for December, even as the days of this month wane away, it has a similar title, O Holy Night, to a famous song of Christmas. And it really is about that holy night. That's the constant refrain through this children's book, one of the newest of the Arch books from Concordia Publishing House, O Holy Night, their Christmas book for this year. I highly recommend it. And it's inexpensive enough that you can get a number of them for the children in your life. Call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, and order this latest of their Arch books, O Holy Night. Or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December. Here's another vote in answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, via the Issues Etc. comment line.
This is David from Kansas City, Missouri. And my favorite Christmas hymn is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, for a couple of reasons. First of all, it doesn't just tell the events of Christmas as important as they are. It tells why. You know, that Jesus was born, that we will live, that we no more may die. And yet he came into a state of humiliation, that he endured the cross, and so forth, and so on. And this is the message that the angels proclaimed. And second of all, I think the importance in today's world of preaching that we retain in the church. And what were the angels doing over the fields of Bethlehem, but preaching the message, the good news, glory to God in the highest, and the peace on earth among, you know, on whom his favor rests. That is the wonderful message that we hear at Christmas time, and really all year round in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose coming we wait for.
All right, that's a vote for Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It is a favorite of many of our listeners. Among them, Mary says, I love the melody, and I like the sentence, glory to the newborn king. And also Tom says, lots of gospel in that song. Here's the Westminster Abbey Choir with Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Joy for all ye nations, throng.
Kelly, listening in Morden, Manitoba, says, I love Hark the Herald Angels Sing because it's packed with great theology with references to so many scripture passages. The gloria of the angels, reconciliation with God, the incarnation, Christ's humiliation, the Malachi prophecy about the Son of Righteousness who will rise with healing in his wings, the resurrection and regeneration. Kelly, thanks for that vote as well. Let's see what Jim has to say and answer the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Jim listens in Illinois. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Todd. I've got a whole band full of little lexicos, and they all wanted their choices heard, but I mean listed, but one in particular wanted it heard. The 9-year-old says Joy to the World. The 7-year-old says Silent Night in German because he learned that at school. The 3-year-old started singing Go Tell It on the Mountain, but the 5-year-old said Savior of the Nations Come, and I've got to agree with him. How can you go wrong with Ambrose and Luther? And a hymn that goes with Advent and Christmas both.
Yeah, that's a great way. And a lot of those hymns do. The Advent hymns blend nicely into the season of Christ's nativity. Here's Laudamus of Concordia Seminary with Savior of the Nations Come.
Savior of the Nations Come, show yourself a virgin son, marvel.
That's Laudamus of Concordia Seminary with Savior of the Nations Come, a vote from Jim and his family in Illinois as their favorite Christmas hymn. And the question is, why? You can answer that question as well, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's a favorite of several of our listeners. Jennifer says, once in Royal David City, it's just beautiful. And I love the last two verses when it talks about how at last our eyes will see him, though through his own redeeming love we will see him at the right hand of God, surrounded by his children. It gives such a lovely picture of how that day, of that day and when we come home. And that's from Jennifer in Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Once in your day,
Linda says, once in Royal David City, the hymn tells of Jesus' glory, but also of his humanity. In verse 3, tears and smiles like us he knew, and he feels all our sadness and shares all of our gladness. Another vote for their favorite Christmas hymn and why. When we come back, more of your answer to that question. Stay tuned. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Folks, as of the last week in December, we're $9,000 short of making budget in 2012. Please support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with a year-end tax-deductible donation. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make an online gift at issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us as you consider your year-end giving.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio. Sacred music for the Christmas season. Coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Friday afternoon, December 21st, the Friday before our celebration of Christ's birth. We're asking the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer that question live on the air, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or you can send us an email right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and leave your answer to the question there. Please include your city and state, facebook.com/issuesetc. Thomas in Davenport, Florida says, Silent Night in German. It was always my favorite as a child and the best part of the Christmas Eve service. Here from the King's Singers is the German version of Silent Night.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alle schläft, einsam wacht, nur das Traum.
Hallelujah.
Well, Silent Night is certainly a favorite of many of our listeners as their Christmas hymn. That was the German version. Richard says, Silent Night always does it for me, but there's a particular version by a certain group, and it's arranged and inspired sound of shepherd horns in the Swiss Alps, and it has a profoundly peaceful and reflective version. Here in English is one of our listeners' favorites, Silent Night. Musica Sacra with Silent Night. Let's see what Scott in Altamont, Illinois has to say. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. One of my favorite tunes that I've just recently discovered, but it's still a very ancient carol, is Gaudete. It is an ancient Latin hymn from Pia Canciones. That came out at, it was published at the end of the 16th century, but Gaudete, Gaudete, Christus es natus, ex Maria Virgine, Gaudete. It's a really slick way to teach it to a high school choir that maybe hasn't sung a lot of Latin before, but it drives home the Christian, the Christian and the Christmas message, all while filling other standards of we learn how to sing Latin. I especially like the third verse, the gate of heaven now opens, which to us was closed, sending forth transforming light through which holiness is found. Therefore, we meet in pure songs of joy. We bless the Lord, King of our salvation.
Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Altamont. Here is the Cathedral Singers with Gaudete.
Thank you.
We're asking the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why on this Friday afternoon, December the 21st, here on Issues Etc. When we come back, we'll get more of your answers to that question and we'll play them. At the end, if we've been keeping our tally correctly, we'll be able to play your favorite Christmas hymn and why. We'll play the entire thing. And as time permits, I hope we can also get in my favorite that you'll hear a little bit later. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or answer that question, remember your city and state, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. More of your favorite Christmas hymns right after this.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music. Brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Emmanuel Lutheran, Alexandria, Virginia. Bethel Lutheran, Ballinger, Texas. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Eola, Texas. Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri. Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California. Lord of Life Lutheran, Plano, Texas. Christ Lutheran, Platte Woods, Missouri. Hope Lutheran, Sonora, Texas. Faith Lutheran, Azona, Texas. And Emmanuel Lutheran, Steger, Illinois. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, you're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're getting your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? If you love the sound of these Christmas hymns, you're going to absolutely love what we have ready for you starting December 24th, Christmas Eve, at LutheranPublicRadio.org. That's our 24/7 sacred music station from the people who bring you Issues Etc. It's there for you anytime, absolutely free, 24/7, and it follows the course of the church year. So right now, if you tuned in at LutheranPublicRadio.org, you would hear Advent music. And starting the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, you're going to hear Christmas music for the entire Christmas season, the 12 days of Christmas, at LutheranPublicRadio.org. And in advance of that, if you would, go to our website, issuesetc.org. Right there on the support page, you will find a short video that talks all about the sacred music for the Christmas season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Watch it and share it with your friends. It's right there at issuesetc.org. Click support. The video is down there on the page telling you all about the Christmas season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Let's go to Dayton, Ohio. Susan is there. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why?
Go Tell It on the Mountain. And it is not only my favorite Christmas hymn, but it's probably one of my favorite hymns in the entire hymnal. And the reason is that I think it's extremely uplifting and encourage us to share our excitement and our love of Jesus Christ. And I think it's, as I mentioned, simplistic. And my favorite memory as a child, age 4 to 6, was standing up front of the church. And I thought I was really neat singing Go Tell It on the Mountain at the top of my lungs. So I've often thought that we should sing it more in church as adults. It's one of my fondest songs and fondest memories.
Susan, thanks for listening in Dayton. Hear from the St. Thomas Choir, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Here's a vote from Gina in Racine, Wisconsin for O Holy Night. I've always loved this song, and it is even more special when my husband sings it at our church on Christmas Eve. Agreeing with her is Stacy in St. Louis, Missouri. O Holy Night, so beautiful, always loved it. And Jim in Morton, Illinois says, it is a song that reminds us to humble ourselves in his presence. Here from the Temple University Concert Choir, O Holy Night. asking the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, December the 21st. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues, Etc. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's a vote for one that's often a favorite, A Little Town of Bethlehem from Leanne in North Carolina. She says, I've just always loved it. So hear from the choir of Trinity Church, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Answering the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? It's Friday afternoon. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues, Etc. We'll take another break. We got 10 more minutes on the other side of the break. We will play, I might have time for another one of your favorites, then my favorite. That's my prerogative on this weekend. And then your pick for favorite Christmas hymn and why. We'll be right back.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The virtual organist service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, Sacred Music for the Christmas Season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, Sacred Music for the Christmas Season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. 10 more minutes in this 2 hours with you on this Friday afternoon, December the 21st. Your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Let's see. Carol is listening in Ferguson, Missouri. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence.
And why so?
It expresses the awe that we have when we consider that God became a human being for us and for our salvation. And not only do we feel that awe, but the heavenly hosts join with us.
Thank you very much. Justin agrees. He says, because it's ancient, he listens in Perry, Georgia, here from the St. Olaf Kantorei, let all mortal flesh keep silence.
Thank you.
Richie in Fort Wayne, Indiana has, well, I think it's the best vote because it's my favorite. He says, I really like Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, especially the clear proclamation of the gospel in the repeated last line, Christ the child was born for you, Christ the child was born for you. I like that for you quality of Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. Here's Laudamus of Concordia Seminary.
Infant Holy.
That's Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, my favorite Christmas hymn this year. Well, what is your favorite according to your votes during the last 2 hours? And thanks to everybody for your votes answering the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? It is, What Child Is This? And here it is from the Cathedral Singers.
What child is this who lays to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Who made
That's our listeners' favorite Christmas hymn this year, What Child Is This? They're performed by the Cathedral Singers. Folks, we have 10 days left in 2012, and we're $9,000 short of making our budget. As you consider your year-end giving, please support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a tax-deductible gift. Now, for any sized year-end donation, we will send you a CD with a sermon that I preached on the birth of Christ and another on the Confession of St. Peter. We will also mail you the CD, Lutheran Service Book, Hymns and Services. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening and thanks for thinking of us at the end of this year. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll be studying the hymn with Pastor Peter Bender, All My Heart Again Rejoices. We'll talk about the birth of Jesus in the Old Testament with Dr. Ken Sherb. Tuesday on Christmas Day, the first Christmas with Dr. Paul Meyer, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing with Dr. Arthur Just. Wednesday, Christmas festivals and the presentation of Jesus. We'll also talk about the birth of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Arthur Just. Handel's Messiah on the Incarnation, one you do not want to miss, on Thursday, the 27th of December, with Dr. Joseph Hurl and Dr. Ken Bailey on the first Christmas. Friday of Christmas week, What Child Is This? With Pastor Will Whedon, the winner of our favorite Christmas hymn this week, and The Birth of Jesus According to St. Matthew with Dr. Jeff Gibbs. Then Monday, on the 31st, of December, Jesus, Name of Wondrous Love, Dr. Ken Sherb will be our guest. We'll have a classic, The First Christmas with Dr. Nagel. Then on the first day of 2013, Of the Father's Love Begotten is the hymn we'll study with Dr. Arthur Just, and the New Year's Perspective from the Old Testament with Dr. Ken Sherb. And then through Wednesday, we'll do From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. Pastor Paul McCain will help us study that hymn, and Dr. Arthur Just will help us study Once in Royal David City. That's the lineup for Issues Etc. during Christmas week and through the new year. Make sure you tell your friends, your neighbors, encourage your fellow parishioners to tune in and listen to Issues Etc. all through the next week. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Folks, as of the last week in December, we're $9,000 short of making budget in 2012. Please support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with a year-end tax-deductible donation. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make an online gift at issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us as you consider your year-end giving.
Well, Emily has completed 36 hours at Sylvan Learning Center. Her reading comprehension has improved almost 3 grade levels, and she's gone up more than a grade level in math. Not only have her academic skills improved, we've also noticed an increase in Emily's confidence. Sylvan Learning Center has 2 Metro East locations, Edwardsville 618-656-0500, Shiloh 618-628-0018, and one in Creve Coeur 314-997-3035. Sylvan Learning.